This is St. Louis Public Radio. The new head of Shakespeare Festival St. Louis is promising to put more women and minorities in leadership roles within the organization. Incoming executive producer Tom Ridgely comes to St. Louis from New York, where he founded and directed Waterwell Theater, a company he says is committed to diversity. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Ridgely, who says he'll spend his first weeks with the festival figuring out how to make a good thing better.
It's going to be a lot of taking stock and a lot of imagining, you know, where we all want to take the festival from here. I mean, obviously, it's had an incredible first few chapters. It's been around for 18 years, and it's taken Shakespeare to a lot of people, for the very first time. So I think the question is going to be, how do we bring these experiences to more and more people in St. Louis and around the region?
So last season, Waterwell produced a rendition of Hamlet,
mm-hmm.
a dual language rendition in English and Farsi.
Mm.
Do you foresee somehow bringing anything of that project and that experience to the Shakespeare Festival?
In terms of what the larger effort of that Hamlet project was, which was to engage with an underserved community, that ethos, I think, will be living in a big way. So as we look at the communities that we're engaging with and how we're engaging with them, absolutely language could be a big, big part of that.
So there was some grumbling after the announcement that you were, to head the company,
mm-hmm.
Because there was a woman, the interim producing director, and she was not chosen, nor was any woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I heard some things, saw some things on Facebook. Is that something that you've heard, and how would you address that?
Well, it's something that's happening field-wide, which is a real issue. Obviously, diversity and inclusion at every level in the theater needs to be addressed, and nowhere more than at sort of these leadership positions. So I can certainly understand there being grumbling about, another white man being hired to lead an arts organization. So all I can say is that I'm, deeply committed to creating opportunities for women and people of color, and not only on stage, but off stage and in real decision-making roles within organizations like the Shakespeare Festival of St. Louis. So I'll be doing everything that I can to create opportunities for people who have found it harder to get those opportunities before. It's something that's important to me. It's been something that's been at the center of what I've done at Waterwell. So I know it's important to the festival. This isn't just something that I'll be starting to do, but it is something that I take really seriously and will make a very high priority.
Do you have a favorite Shakespeare play?
Shakespeare plays, I compare sort of to like living in New York, although I've heard it's people feel this way who live in St. Louis too, which is that, I've lived in New York 15 years and I still have this feeling sometimes when I happen upon a new area, a new part of town that, oh my gosh, there's this too. And I feel that way about Shakespeare's plays. Every time you read a play that you haven't read for a while or that is, more of the more obscure ones, you realize how wonderful it is. So anytime you're working on a play, I think it's hard not to really fall in love with it in a really deep, deep way. So the Hamlet that I did recently is up there near the top of the list. I also just did A Love's Labour's Lost with our school. That's a beautiful, beautiful play. Very funny, very romantic, but also very, very, very honest in terms of how it looks at, the process of growing up. So there's something to love in all of them. So the short answer is whatever one I'm working on at the time, it sounds pat, but it really, it feels emotionally true just going through life, engaging with his work.